is quite important as well. Now, for metals moving around, an aqueous solution is a free metal. It can travel quite readily as a hexa-coordinate species in octahedral coordination. You can also complex it with humic matter. So in the case of copper floating around in solution, most of it will be present as copper fumic, fulvic acid complexes. If you change the pH to basic conditions, so we talked about alkaline soils this morning, for instance, then all transition metals will precipitate out. Now, if you start precipitating out one metal, a common thing is you will co-precipitate other metals. So this is used in the mineral industry lots because they'll look for a tracer metal, which is quite abundant, and once they find that, they'll then go looking for their precious metals and stuff that are precipitated out in proximity. The metals that we look at in the latter part of the course is toxic metals, lead and mercury, because they've got quite different characteristics. This one then low volatility, this one high volatility. These guys then are referred to as heavy because their density is high. They bioaccumulate readily. The reason for that in the case of mercury, it actually forms organomercury compounds, which then are lipophilic. In the case of lead, lead is something that's able to be incorporated into the body quite readily. Now, once it's incorporated into the body, it's then bioaccumulated. In the case of the organometallic compounds of mercury, one organism is able to pick off, transfer that form of mercury onto the next. So mercury has got very high values for biomagnification as well. Another example is cadmium, which is another toxic metal. This one now is not a toxic heavy metal, it's just a toxic metal. And you can see its bioconcentration factor in shellfish is 10^6. So massive concentration.